This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Good morning again. If you're still with us, if you're just joining us, good morning for the first time. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis, and talking sports on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Let me give you fan weather real quick. Fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring into adventure. Great incentives through May 31st on the 2024 Trailblazer and Equinox. Go to sunchevy.com. It's a little chillier outside right now than I remember it being yesterday. The high for today, 70, low 57, and the low is being hit right now. It's 57 degrees where I am here in our Green Tree Studios. 85% chance of rain today, and it's going to rain throughout the middle part of the day in the afternoon. And tomorrow, high of 77, low of 58, a 50% chance of rain. That's fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. For this shift, I definitely picked the wrong shift for weather purposes, because I'm somebody who likes to be more warm and in the sun. And when you wake up at 3-4 in the morning, it's cold and it's dark. So, oh no, but I love it here. Coming in and getting to talk to you guys every morning. And, you know, happened to babysit Crowley this week because Doran Dickerson's out. There's nothing else I'd rather be doing in life. No, this is great. It's good to talk. And there's plenty to talk about this morning. So if you want to join the conversation at any time, you can, 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me through X, formerly known as Twitter, at Callas_33. That's Callas_33. Mention me in a post. Give me a follow as well while you're at it. But I respond to a lot of those posts, so you can be one of those people if you'd rather write out your responses. I don't typically check the text line because I got so much going on this morning with what I do, because I'm also producing and hosting this show, so I can't really check the text line, but I can check X and I can answer the phone. So again, 412-928-9370. I got a lot of good discussion yesterday about the NFL playing games on Christmas. The Steelers will be in one of those games this season. So that one, as I mentioned yesterday, that one I'm not a huge fan of. And I'm also not a huge fan of the Steelers playing 3 games in 10 days. That to me is just absolutely ridiculous. That's just too many games. And also the Steelers got really squeezed with division games toward the second half of the season. They've got a pretty difficult second half of the year. So that'll be interesting to see how they play in this season. That's definitely true. Crowley mentioned this yesterday, and this is something that I agree with too, that they have to kind of win those games early to give themselves more of an advantage. Like, they can't play in the middle, because I think that if they struggle, they're not going to have any insurance to work with. They will have to play with no margin for error. And sometimes you need a little margin for error. Sometimes unexpected things happen. Sometimes you want to you want to, you know, lose to some of those important teams while still, you know, have afford the ability to learn if you lose to them and correct it in a way that's not going to hinder your playoff success or your playoff chances. So, it is an interesting schedule. I mean, I'm all for it though. It's interesting. Just the 3 games in 10 days. That's really something that I'm not a huge fan of. But I mean, you know, all the division games in the second half of the season, it does provide you the opportunity to at least know, like, these games will directly affect where you stand in the division, and it will make for an interesting divisional race come the second half of the season. So that's one thing that it's difficult for the Steelers, but that part's interesting. Again, just can't emphasize it enough. 3 games in 10 days, not great. Playing on Christmas afternoon, a 1 p.m. Christmas game, not great. Either way, okay. Moving on from that, you can weigh in on that as well, 412-928-9370. Weigh in on the Steelers schedule. We still got time for that. It's still fresh enough. This is something that's caught traction in the last couple of days as well. Cam Hayward is not going to participate in OTAs or any other optional Steelers workouts or practices until he gets his contract extension. This one's an interesting one from Cam Hayward. You never, you know, for all he does in the community and such a nice guy, he seems like this is the first time that I can remember him getting or trying to get down to business with the Steelers. He really wants a contract extension. He's going to be a free agent soon, so he wants that contract extension. He wants to play for the Steelers. He wants to play for the Steelers for at least the next 3 seasons. And he wants the money and the security of having that contract before he's going to do any optional workouts or practices with the Steelers in the offseason. Crowley said this yesterday. I thought it was an interesting quote. Like, what does he have to learn from OTAs? You know, why does he have to be there? Well, my argument to counter that a bit, to be a bit concerned, is that he hasn't missed. It's true, he won't miss anything. It's not like there's anything left for him to learn. There is the idea, though, of still, like, being with your team and bonding with your team and learning as a team together. So that would be one counter for me. And another one would be that he hasn't missed in, like, years, like over 10 years. He hasn't missed these. So this is something where he's trying to make a statement to the team. And he's making a statement to all that follow Pittsburgh sports and the Steelers that, hey, you know, I'm serious about this. This is, if I don't get a contract, I'm not going to be super thrilled. I get where he's coming from a personal standpoint, because the players do have to think about themselves in some regard. And you know, back before there were all these regulations and free agency and the draft, teams did not care about players, so I get it. I understand there's a reason why players have some leverage in these cases, in these circumstances that I do support. And Cam Hayward has a right to express himself by doing some of these things. He's still under contract, though, so, I mean, he'll have to show up eventually. It's just interesting, though. Like, this is an interesting look from him. It's not even wrong or bad, I'll say. It's just different. It's just unique. You've always seen him as a guy who wants to be a leader and be out there and seem to want to win without, you know, whatever cost that takes. And I get, like, when TJ Watt didn't show up for those first few weeks in the offseason for those practices the Steelers had, like, you understood that, though, because he didn't have a contract. He was technically a free agent, but he still eventually showed up. But he was still a free agent in that case. Cam Hayward, this is interesting because he's not a free agent quite yet. He wants an extension to avoid going into free agency. It'll be interesting to see what the Steelers do as well. Like, the Steelers have been known to push players out as well. So, I mean, is Cam Hayward going to be that next player that gets pushed out? I hope not. Would another team sign him for as old as he is with his injury history? Like, the Steelers had a lot of faith in him, too. I have a lot of faith in him if they're going to at least consider these negotiations because of his injury history before and because of his age. Because I don't know how many other NFL teams would say, oh, this late 30s guy, what is he, 37? This 37-year-old guy who just came off of an injury, yeah, we're going to sign him to a healthy extension. I don't think that's what's happening there. I think that I think the Steelers are being a little more gracious with him just to trust him to come back. And if he's going to get a contract, I heard Ray Fittipaldi say this earlier this week too. If he's going to get a contract, he just has to prove that he can do it. I don't think that an extension right now is in the best interest for the Steelers. He's got to prove that he can still play first before he gets his contract. So I think it's just, it's interesting, and I get where he's at. Maybe he's afraid that he's going to get pushed out. Maybe he's afraid that the Steelers are just going to business him out the door. And I can understand that, you know, if I could understand the player's perspective, I get that concern. But I also understand the Steelers' concern. This is very much a middle ground here, but I'm going to err on the side of the Steelers because they don't have to negotiate an extension. There's no reason. Like, if you were a free agent, you got to get something done. I understand. Hayward is not showing up to these voluntary offseason workouts because he wants an extension. That to me is a little odd, especially considering his recent injury history and his age.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
412-928-9370. I'm going to take this caller now quickly. Hey, you got about a minute. What's on your mind?
This is the organization that let Troy go on his way. And I think Hayward's totally miscalculating. I went out last night, a bunch of people talking about this. I think everybody's like, bye. I don't think he thinks there's public sentiment to keep as much as he thinks.
Yeah, hey, thanks for the call. I got to get to a break here. But no, yeah, that makes sense. I don't know. I don't think Steelers Nation is fully on his side with this one. Now, again, for the people insulting him yesterday, I did hear those phone calls when I was producing for Crowley in the morning show. But I don't get the insults toward him, so don't insult him. He's still very athletic. He still definitely could do it. It's just a matter of him proving it at this point or not. Yeah, but there's not too much fan support that's saying, oh yeah, definitely pay him, definitely give him an extension right now. That's definitely true. So for sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free.
all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.